Later today, Donald Trump will host Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. It's the Israeli Prime Minister's fourth visit to Washington since Donald Trump returned to office. The US President has been circulating a peace plan and he claims that a deal on Gaza is within reach. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has been moving closer to the heart of Gaza City. For more, let's talk to Greg Karlstrom, who's Middle East correspondent with The Economist. Greg, thanks for talking to us today. How does Donald Trump's proposal this time differ from other recent proposals?
Rachel, I think this is the most serious proposal that Trump has put forth since he took office in January. This 21-point list includes a full end to the war in Gaza, the release of all of the 48 Israeli hostages, both living and dead, who are still being held there. And then there are various provisions for not just an Israeli withdrawal and ending the war, but the day after the war. So governance in Gaza, there's some, albeit ill-defined, role for the Palestinian Authority in governing Gaza after the war. There's some talk of reconstruction of what's called a stabilization force, basically a peacekeeping force that is meant to be comprised of various Arab countries that would go into Gaza to provide some security there. So all of this, a far cry from what Trump presented back in February, the first time he met with Netanyahu, when he very unexpectedly came out in the White House and announced this plan to depopulate Gaza and turn it into a beach resort. We've moved a long way from that now, and what he's proposing is actually in line with what European countries have been urging for many months now as a way to end the war.
Donald Trump has said that Benjamin Netanyahu, in his view, wants to do a deal. But on Friday, when the Israeli Prime Minister was addressing the UN, he sounded as uncompromising as ever.
He did. I think the concern going into this meeting today, it's not that Netanyahu is going to say no to this deal, because I think he is aware, as we all are, that Trump has been speaking in favor of it in recent days. He posted something on social media yesterday about how the entire region is on board with this agreement and he wants to move forward. So I think Netanyahu will say yes, but the worry is that he's going to say yes, but, and then he's going to have various changes that he wants to make, amendments that he wants to make to the deal. And some of those might make it impossible for Hamas to accept the agreement. I think that's the key issue going into this to remember, is that neither Israel nor Hamas has agreed. Hamas has largely been excluded from these negotiations in recent days. And so if Netanyahu presents some amendments to the deal today, it's possible that in the days of negotiations that will follow, that Hamas is simply unable to accept it.
In the meantime, the Israeli military has been moving closer to the heart of Gaza City. That operation is very much continuing.
It is. You've had about 500,000 people, half of the population of Gaza City, who have fled in recent weeks. Obviously, most of them moving south, which is comparatively safer, at least less dangerous than being in Gaza City. You have daily reports that dozens of Palestinians who stayed are being killed in Israeli bombardment of the city. But all of this, you know, I think not quite the enormous large-scale three-division offensive that the Israelis have been talking up for many weeks now. The army chief has been moving quite slowly, I think in part because there are a lot of officers in the Israeli army who don't want to go ahead with fully conquering Gaza City, fully reoccupying the north of Gaza. So they have somewhat slow-walked this offensive, and that has bought maybe a little bit of time for negotiations now. But if these talks aren't successful at the White House today and in the days that come, then I think we're likely to see an even bigger escalation of the Israeli offensive.
Greg Karlstrom, Middle East correspondent with The Economist. Thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon.